In New Orleans, there's long been a natural order when it comes to enjoying a bit of natural beauty with your dinner and drinks. It was the courtyards of old French Quarter restaurants, or a seat by the flaming fountain at Pat O'Brien's. Watching streetcars rattle past from the porch at the Columns Hotel always qualified, and any balcony was fair game. But now, the game has changed, and here's the latest twist. More restaurants and bars are going the full Monty, devoting most of their space and much of their business model to the alfresco appeal. They're betting the house that outdoor space can be feasible and desirable year-round in New Orleans. How often will this city venture from the AC vent? If it's a gamble, it's taking a lot of different forms. Some resemble a mirage of a beach bar, with parking spots and bike racks at their edges instead of waves. To see what I mean, swing by the Chop Yard, which by day is nearly invisible behind fences in the Irish Channel, but at night looks like some combination of a beer garden and Celebration in the Oaks. It's a bar, and that bar is a cabana facing a colorful grown-up playground of yard games, pop-ups cooking in the corner, and enough strings of lights to illuminate a carnival midway. For a much smaller, much different example of going all in on outdoors, there's the Pagoda Cafe. This is a coffee shop and eatery on that stretch of Bayou Road branching off from Esplanade Avenue. The inside is about the size of a food truck. Everything else is outside, on a wraparound deck and through a narrow yard, variously shaded and screened by canopies. For quick breakfast, or just a fast break, it feels right, with eclectic flavors and an emphasis on fresh. Years ago, the Bywater wine bar and eatery Bacchanal set a new standard for alfresco in New Orleans, and others have developed different variations on the theme. Not far away, there's N7, which looks like the sort of garden tasting room you'd hope to find in wine country. In mid-city, Bayou Wine Garden has emerged next to Bayou Beer Garden. Separate but related, it functions as one big patio stretching over 2 yards. You step through a garden gate from one to the next, going from cheeseburgers here to cheese plates there. It's like waltzing between different pavilions at a world's fair of booze and bar food. Some of the new options for making a night of it outdoors aren't even bars or restaurants at all. In Central City, the urban farm Paradigm Gardens holds different dining events, with chefs, food lovers, and food producers together right there between the farm rows. And Growdat Youth Farm, a nonprofit based in City Park, has its own outdoor dinner series underway, mixing fundraiser and outdoor meal in a one-of-a-kind setting. In all of these cases, the appeal of alfresco goes beyond feeling a cool breeze. Outdoor spaces are inherently social. So are New Orleanians, in case you haven't noticed. With fall upon us, it's prime time to take it all in, outside. Get details on all the spots and events I just mentioned at wwno.org.